ride that pickle straight to the target.
Now you're putting hats on top of your hat.
I need more hats.
Is that how time works? It's like a big bowl of jelly.
You know, 30 no's and one yes is still yes.
I'm not a bad person.
Now we're thinking with gas and swag.
Can you just edit me out while you stutter?
Broken Media.
I'm your shoulder-mounted monkey man, Dustin.
Hi there. I'll be your tiny giant, Chris.
I'm your Preparation H macho.
Huh.
Ass cream.
Okay, it's good. Checks out. This is Broken Media, a show where we turn those flops into why nots. And today's flop, Batman and Robin.
Is it Batman and Robin or is it Batman Forever?
No, Batman Forever was dope. It's got
That's a different
Tommy
movie.
Lee Jones and Jim Carrey as the Riddler. That one was dope-ish. Not great. But
wait, they weren't in.
Batman and Robin was just Mr. Freeze and Poison Ivy.
Okay.
And Bane.
All right. I'm happy we got that cleared up. Because for some reason, I kept thinking it was the other one.
They look very similar.
Yeah, they look similar as shit.
And they came out around the same time.
Wow, I got those movies totally
caught. See, I told you. I wasn't the only one.
I thought they were all in Batman and Robin.
I kept doing that. That's why I actually had to watch the movie this week. What's weird is it's the same Robin in both those movies. Robin is Chris O'Dowd in both those
I think that's why I got that messed up because of that.
It's Val Kilmer and George Clooney kind of swap in the separate movies, which may be one of the issues.
How many Batmans have there been already? Like actual, like different Batman?
Excuse me, sir, but there is just but one
Batman.
I don't
know, because you just said that it was two different guys. You know,
Batman and Robin was Clooney, right?
Yeah, that was Clooney.
Okay.
That was my dad.
No, he's not.
It was actually my dad.
It's a lie.
You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger was credited first before George Clooney?
Yes, because his ego is that large.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Guys, I don't know if you're remembering it being bad, but after actually watching it, it's really bad. The puns?
It was terrible. Both of those movies were full of them.
There was one so egregious I wrote it down. Freeze well instead of farewell. That was the line Mr. Arnie says. Freeze well was criminal. That was the crime in that scene.
What was that car that he was driving? Mr. Freeze?
It was like a giant ice cream truck tank.
Yeah, okay. That's what I
destroyer,
thought.
Yeah.
It looked like a frozen fishbowl.
And I don't know what the Batmobile ran on, but it glows blue from under the hood.
For some reason.
Yeah.
The bat fuel, I guess.
Some sort of super turbo engine.
Oop, they actually got the people from the movie Wraith to make the Batmobile.
It looks like Wraith technology.
Did you pay attention when it turned?
Huh?
Did you pay attention when it turned?
I don't remember it ever turning.
Like there were like when it hits a bump or when it was like going to turn or something like that, you can see the like prosthetic of the wing like just kind of just flopping in the wind.
It's just floppy.
It's just flopping, yeah.
Batmobile has ED.
There's so many different things powering that vehicle because it's red in the back, blue in the front. There's red lights inside the blue. Like, I don't know what it's running on other than just dope. It's just all filled up with pony power.
It's fabulous.
You guys may forget, because I did, but this is also the movie we get introduced to Batgirl.
Batgirl?
Alicia Silverstone is Alfred's niece, the Batgirl? Batwoman?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Holy.
Well, because she just gets tacked on and then pops up again later.
And then there's here.
Yeah. It's very bad.
As I understand it, that kind of put the kibosh on superhero movies for a little bit there for Hollywood.
Yeah,
nobody wanted to make another superhero movie after that came out.
He took superheroes away from us for a good 10 years after that. But yeah. It's not just his fault. McDonald's is the villain.
Okay.
What makes you say that?
McDonald's signs a deal with Warner Brothers. Then, which one has the penguin. That's the one where Danny DeVito has like the black goo coming out of his mouth, his penguin.
Yeah.
McDonald's was so upset that they weren't going to do deals with them anymore unless they got Tim Burton out and got someone in that was going to let them sell toys. And that's why we ended up with bat nipples.
Bat butt.
If you look at the toys that were made for that Batman movie, Penguin and like all the characters
look
nothing like the characters in the movie in McDonald's. Like Batman looks like Batman. They have the same exact Batmobile from the movie. But then the Penguin's just like wearing purple pants and that big cartoon monocle. They just ignored the actor from the movie.
They just hate Danny DeVito for some reason.
Maybe it's Danny DeVito they didn't like. And also where the lady dies, she gets thrown out of a window and eaten by cats.
Well, you know, there was that.
Well, Danny does bite someone's finger, too.
It's a circle of life. You can't be
upset.
Yeah,
he does bite somebody's finger.
He do eat Christopher Walken's finger.
He do.
So.
I remember that.
Yeah. It was great. Christy. So maybe in order to make this not a flop, we should just make McDonald's perfect Batman.
McBatman.
Instead of throwing batarangs.
He throws hard chicken nuggets.
McBatarangs, I guess, is the only thing that...
Yeah, McBatarang.
It looks exactly like the Batarang.
Weaponized tendies.
But when they hit, they squish.
Yeah.
They're hard-pressed hash browns useless. In a bat shape.
Black's too dark and doesn't mesh well with kids, so now he's going to be red and yellow. A red and yellow Batman's what the world needs, I think. It's the hero we need, not the one we want.
I don't think we can change that. Batman's always dressed in black. He's of the night.
Not exactly. There was other Batmans.
There was
one where he was like a red... There was a red and black one. Wasn't there other
Batmans or just Batman? Batman. Okay.
No, I would say Batmans because it's not the same dude.
Yeah, that's a different guy.
He's my Batmans. Interesting note, bat's nipples are actually in their armpits. Fun fact.
Delightful.
Thanks,
that
man.
Suit was inappropriate.
I just became way smarter.
They really are.
Anatomically inaccurate.
Yeah, because they're in the armpits.
Hmm. That doesn't make sense.
It does,
but
for bats.
He's a Batman, though. He's not a Bat-Bat.
Well, if they're going to put nipples on the costume, Ares audibly made a sound when that popped up on the screen in the beginning. When it went from the nipples to the codpiece to the butt, he was like, ah. Like, I don't, it's not.
Oh, SpongeBob can do it and it's fine. But a Bat Boy does it and oh no.
Well, SpongeBob will cut.
Black rubber.
I think you guys got to watch back because it cuts to the butt 3 times in that montage.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's really bad. But the movie's trying to play to kids, but also
so campy.
Yeah.
Oh, it was such a weird movie.
Now, that's the one where Alfred's dying of McGregor disease.
Just kind of comes in and punches him in the face a bunch of times and leaves.
Well, no, it's what Mr. Freeze's wife is also dying from. So I guess you do see where I'm going with this.
McGregor syndrome.
Yeah,
it just comes through, throws a dolly.
Alfred's just...
Give me a belt.
Is there anything else, give Master Bruce, before I leave? Fuck the Mayweathers! Ding, ding!
That's terrible.
It's a bad way to go.
Just starts boxing people out real quick. Put somebody in a headlock.
Imagine having to watch a loved one fade away into McGregor.
That's terrifying. Imagine multiple McGregors meeting on the street.
Well, that's what nursing homes will look like with this syndrome.
I was about
out
to
there.
Say. It's just a battle royale in the
I'm
nursing
Conor McGregor.
Home.
I'm Conor McGregor.
200 little McGregors in a nursing home just fighting.
Give me a belt.
Not worth it.
Pandemonium.
Just boarded up. Boarded up.
The physicality.
Just dollies flying everywhere. Windows getting broke for no reason.
They're just always throwing their medicine bottles across the cafeteria. That's lunch.
Oh.
Who the fuck are you? I'm here with your medicine, Mr. Ramirez. Yeah, they just punch him right up.
First sign of symptoms is you just sprout a tattoo on your chest.
Yeah, that's when you should
that's
see
the
a doctor.
First symptom.
Yeah. So just because I've seen it, I know that Mr. Freeze is it Dr. Freeze or Mr. Freeze? I think he went to
Dr. Freeze.
Dr. Freeze. Why would you call yourself
Mr. Dr. Freeze?
You go to medical school and you want to be called Mr. Freeze.
You know in that show,
Mr.
Gotham, that show?
Yeah.
They call him Mr. Fries?
Yeah.
Yeah, his name is F-R-E-I-S. So you're already Dr. Freeze. That's a dope villain name.
Right?
Call me Mr. Freeze. Why?
He's no longer under the Hippocratic Oath at that time.
Oh, he's turned away.
He's doing harm.
Yeah.
Why? He's shed his doctoral robes. He's attacking Gotham. What about Gotham being like a euphemism for New York City? But then there's actually a Statue of Liberty in the movie.
Yeah.
What
but
the
it's
hell?
Also just there. Yeah,
but
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Also just New York.
In the movie, his suit runs on diamonds. So Bruce Wayne puts up his family diamonds to, you know, bait him out. The diamond is a necklace called the Heart of Isis.
Oh, shit.
That's Batman's diamond. The Heart of
Bruce.
Isis.
The Heart of Isis. You gotta love it.
Oh, no, Bruce.
Bruce, I don't know. That's your family jewels there?
It was like 20 years in advance.
The Waynes own the Heart of Isis. Eh?
That didn't age well. Yeah.
No, that's unfortunate.
Well, now we know what we were getting attacked for.
Is that what? Did they watch that movie?
That's why we're in war right now. It's over the Heart of Isis, bro.
Dude, are we about to bring peace to the Middle East? We just got to tell them it's a movie.
That's it.
Yo, high fivers, bro.
Across the room, high five. Yeah.
Yes.
Got it. I don't know how my arm stretched that far.
Doesn't matter anymore. It was weird.
Everybody can stand down. This is a simple misunderstanding.
Yeah. It was just a movie. It's McDonald's fault, guys. Terrorism is McDonald's fault.
Yeah, sorry, not sorry.
They have the heart of ISIS.
Hashtag McDonald's terrorists. We're going to get sponsored.
How about we just like change around all the people in it instead of
put their
Freeze.
Tops on their bottoms?
Exactly.
Put their face where their ass
They talk be. Out of the wrong half.
I realized watching it at the cost of being funny, this is just an honest opinion. That movie would have been so much better if it was just called Robin. Because Robin's kind of dope in that movie. Batman sucks.
Yeah, that was like his debut movie.
Well, no, his debut was Forever. But in this one, he gets like all the... He has his own motorcycle that's a Robin motorcycle and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, they did it right for him.
Dude, if they just took the Batman out and let him...
I think if that movie was a cartoon, it would have done great. I probably said that about another one, too.
No, but I mean, I know what you mean.
People wouldn't try to take it as seriously. More open to it being less consistent, a bit more ridiculous.
Although Batman the Animated Series was really dark and serious and cool.
Yeah.
You remember that?
How fast did the Batmobile ever go in it?
I don't think they go past 30.
It didn't go fast at all.
No, like the fire comes out and it goes like 35 down the alleyway.
It sounds like a Tesla.
That's where he got his idea.
It sounds like an electric car.
Yeah, it runs on blue juice.
Yeah. It's Gatorade.
It's a white punch.
How do you guys feel about the Batman MasterCard?
What?
This is the one that
has yeah,
the thing?
That's
the Batman
right.
MasterCard.
I saw that.
Wow.
It just says MasterCard and Batman.
Way to go.
Was there even any numbers on it?
I don't know. I didn't pause it. I just was like, okay. I mean, it's cute. There's actually like a cash register sound effect when he takes it out of his pocket. I don't know. Super weird choice.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense at
You're
all.
Trying so hard with that movie.
I like that I watched it. It's a fun movie, but you got to turn your brain mostly off to watch it.
That makes sense.
And don't go into it loving Batman. Like, Bob won't like this movie.
I thought that's
what turned him onto the franchise.
It was ice skates, the bat skates that did it, where they tap their boots together and then ice skates come out for their ice battle that they
bat
didn't
skates.
Know they were going to have.
Yeah, always prepared.
I say X-nay on the bat skates, bat pogo stick. Or Bat Razor Scooter.
Bat Moon Shoes.
Razor Scooters.
Bat Moon Shoes and Razor Scooters, both.
Oh my gosh.
Why not mix them together? That's a superhero.
Moon Scooters.
There we go.
Moon Scooters.
All the tricks of a Razor Scooter, but it's got the jumps of moon shoes.
Yeah, but here's the thing, is now I want to move units.
Just like one at a time.
When you call them units, it sounds like you're in the biz.
I think his max is three at a time. I'm not sure, though.
Three units.
My max is pain.
How about we change all the people? Mr. Freeze, we could put a fire guy. let's just reverse things.
The heat miser.
The heat miser.
There
we go.
Fireman.
Now he's a fireman. What would we do with poison ivy then? What's the opposite of what's the opposite of a plant? I mean, like something that eats meat?
Rock.
The opposite of plant would be rock.
I thought if we're doing Pokemon rules.
Oh.
Are we doing Pokemon rules? Let me know if we're doing Pokemon rules.
I'm
Did
not
you bring
sure
your deck?
Rock is its weakness.
Ugh, you know I brought my deck. I always have my deck.
Right when he sprays the freeze gun at Batman, it's like a point of view shot of the freeze gun getting sprayed at you. The disc froze.
Nice.
I was like, well, Mr. Freeze won 30 minutes in. And I almost didn't try to fix it.
That would have been great.
Yeah, that's the end, dude. That's actually how that movie ended. And then I had to watch where they kick the door out and use it as a surfboard to fall from the sky to the ground.
That's ridiculous. The more we talk about it, the more I remember how bad
of a movie
it is. You
can already glide with his cape.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell are you doing with a board?
Oh, and why give Robin a motorcycle and a cape? Because that just equals a human stain. Where I come from.
That thing catches the wind. He just gets launched vertically.
What if it catches the back tire just right?
Oh, geez.
That's a human
stain. Yeah, nonetheless. I mean, really.
That's what I see.
Because of what? It like reached his feet.
There's actually a shot in this movie where you've got Robin on his Robin snowmobile, Batman in like a snow tank, and then Batgirl just riding an actual motorcycle across ice and making turns. And that's fine. There's just no, just regular
that
tires.
Makes sense, you know.
Because it's Joel Schumacher kind of slapping his member on the audience's face, if you know what I mean. His Bat member for McDonald's. I'm loving it. Did it.
Why did his suit run on diamonds?
All the toys. Yep.
Why? How does diamonds have
because
to do anything with frozen
Freeze.
Stuff?
I hope you're not asking me to explain anything scientific about this movie because I will leave. What if in this one, Batman just destroys McDonald's and Robin
just goes robbing Burger Kings.
Yeah, this one's about Burger King.
It's about Burger King.
This one, Wendy did it.
Okay, check it out. It's Batman, right? But again, we replace all the bad people and put all of the McDonald characters in it. Like the...
Grimace, got the Duck Lady, Mayor McCheese.
What was her name?
I call her the Duck Lady.
Yeah, she looked like...
I forgot about
She looked like one. Big Bird, didn't she?
Yeah, her name was Staniel. Staniel Ipman.
Steen.
Ipman Steen.
How do you remember the name of Grimace, but you can't remember the Big Bird's name? I feel like the Big Bird was a little bit more iconic.
His name was Big Bird.
I think it was Big Bird. It had to be Big Bird.
If you're talking about Sesame Street, then...
No, Dustin.
Well, it's a lady. The bird's a lady in McDonald's.
That's what I thought, too.
Her name is Staniel Ipman Steen.
Steen.
Yep.
Do you remember the McDonald's actual video game for Nintendo?
Didn't you walk around as the burger dude? I think
you could change characters, but I know it played just like Super... Not just like, but worse, Super Mario. It was like a Mario ripoff that they just overlaid with changing. McDonald's.
I remember playing as I can't even remember that. What is his name? The Burglar?
Hamburglar.
The Hamburglar. Hamburglar.
There we go. The Hamburglar. I remember playing as him.
What's his real name, though? It's funny. It's actually Muhammad.
Head of ISIS.
Allahum Shakar.
Yeah. Muhammad Allahum Shakar. You got to say it fast so that they know.
If you say it three times, you get a...
Chris, did you want to spell it for him genie? So he knows?
Nah.
Just in case they want to find him on Twitter.
Ah.
Muhammad Allahum Shakar. I think I added Steen. Something at the end there.
Schoolmar. Sklorence.
My name's Sklorence?
Sklorence.
This is my what first
a bad name. Oh my god.
My name's Sklorence.
Such a horrible name. You will never live that down ever in your entire life.
Sklorence.
Oh, let me write that down, dude. I need that for my next D&D character.
There we go. We replaced all their vehicles with those little round... bouncy things that the kids ride on. You're talking about it's like a big ball with a handle.
Just hamster balls.
there we go.
I think we did that last time.
No. We can't do hamster balls. He's talking about the
I don't remember what they're called.
Big rubber beach ball with a handle.
With a handle on that you like literally bounce on it. You sit on it and you bounce.
I didn't know there was a thing. Can I have one?
Oh, yeah, they're awesome.
You used to have one.
I thought you had one. I used to knock the kids out.
Are you
with
talking
it.
About the one that you go in the middle of it and it's like
no.
a big bubble shield
no,
around
it's
you?
Literally a big ball, you sit on it and it has a handle. That's attached to it, and you bounce on the ball.
Like when they put their nuts in the microwave in South Park?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I know what you're
talking about. That's weird that that's where you went with it, but all right.
Because I was thinking something else. I was thinking about putting my nuts in the microwave. That's the hard time.
Do it.
They only did that for medical anyways, man. That's not a bad idea.
I like the idea of a poor Batman. I feel like Ooh. It gives the character more of a challenge.
Kind
of
like Blank Man.
I guess that is Blank
Just
Man.
Starting out.
You know what's
what was
funny?
Blank Man's weakness? Wasn't it like coffee or something?
He couldn't pee.
I think he was weak to bullets. Pretty sure.
Yeah.
It's funny you bring up Blank Man because McDonald's also is the reason that we didn't get to have Marlon Wayans as the Riddler. Because Tim Burton planned on casting Marlon Wayans. So much so that Marlon Wayans
so
still receives
had a
money
black
to this
Riddler?
Day. That's how close
that
he was.
Awesome.
That would have been kind of dope.
He would have been hilarious.
He actually gets residuals. Still, even though he was that close that this deal was signed.
That's a cool deal.
I could
use get
one
a
of those.
Check for the movie you didn't do.
I want this to be the one where we actually do it with taste. I want it to be classy, okay. But we actually show bat sex.
There
realistic
you go.
Bat sex. The way it would happen, classy, with like, candles and shit.
Like actual
flapping
bats.
On it.
Yeah. Well, because he's a man bat, right? Isn't that the like, idea of Batman? This one is going to be rated M for movie, though. I can tell you that.
Most likely.
Done. Yeah.
It seems to be a consistent benchmark for us.
So Robin's what? Really good with the ninja stick, right?
He's well.
Yeah, he's all about
ninja
that
stick.
Ninja stick. He's a fourth degree ninja stick.
Does he have the stick in this movie?
I think he does.
Them ninjas are taking our sticks.
Just give him like a double-sided dildo.
Yeah, that's slap. It's real slappy.
Just all wiggly all over.
Yeah, place. Wiggly one.
Red and green like his costume with just like yellow accents.
There yeah. it is.
Why does he got to be all painted like a Target and Batman gets to be in black and gray?
Because he's a Robin.
Because he's a
I don't remember
shield.
A Robin being yellow.
He's a red shirt.
Let alone
he's,
green.
He's his actual red shirt.
The Robin Bird's black and red.
They're
yeah.
Robin Redbreast, I believe.
I only know the Rock and Robin. Yeah.
Where's the other colors come from?
It's just the brightest ones Bruce could think of to make sure they didn't shoot at him.
Yeah, just point at him. He looks like a traffic cone. Yeah.
It's Batman and Traffic Cone Boy.
He looked like something I want to shoot at now.
After Robin died, Batman got his new sidekick.
Don't shoot me.
Highlighter lad.
He's just a bright orange person.
It's me, Target Tot. I'm Batman's new sidekick. They call me Neon Nick.
He went through quite a few assistants till he finally stopped on Kevlar Boy.
Yeah, he's the one that ended up sticking around.
He's a keeper.
Then he turned into a Ra's al Ghulian.
Ra's al Ghulian.
Guys, we really got to do a really good job on this podcast because I want Kevin Smith.
James.
I want Rick James.
Rick James
to be the next guest we get on here.
Deep fake Rick James.
Yeah, but over Kevin James's body doing a Kevin Smith impression.
Nice
Kevin Smith impression.
And Kevin Hart's working the arms.
It's so good.
Kevin Nealon can write the jokes for it.
Num num num.
And Kevin Nash is his bodyguard.
Yes!
But he also brings his kid, Kevin, from Home Alone.
Unfortunately, boo. Kevin Spacey just showed up.
Oh, no!
Party's over, fellas.
I'm going to get out of here.
I want, what's that? Oh, I can never remember his name, man. He talks like this!
Kevin.
You know who I'm talking about. It's
Gilbert
actor.
Godfrey.
There you go. Yeah. I want him to be Bane.
But he had a role in our last movie.
Yeah.
He was, I think, Sherlock or Watson. One
was
of them.
Bane in this one? Or was he in the other one?
Yeah, Bane. So Poison Ivy gets Bane.
Bane is like autistic in this film.
Yeah, he was a super serial killer that was really tiny and small, and they stuck tubes in his brain area to shoot in all the venom from snakes to make him strong.
That's how getting strong works, by the way.
Was it snake?
Snake venom right in the cranium.
Because wasn't it in that movie? Didn't she do something with like her poison ivy toxin?
Secret sauce.
She's a scientist trying to give plants a defense mechanism against humans because humans destroy plant life and Mother Nature. She's working with the dad from Smallville, John Glover, who's the one that's secretly in his lab making a super soldier to sell to the Ununited Nations.
Ununited?
Yes. Yeah.
So this is a group of nations
that are not united,
working together that are not united.
Right.
So we got a tree hugger.
That checks out.
Yeah. Okay. So, but then he kills Poison Ivy because she finds out by dumping her into a pile of snakes and Poison Ivy. And then she comes back as, you know, a plant lady woman.
What I just grasped it off that was, so you have a tree hugger.
Yeah.
Who was assassinated by a...
But an aggressive tree hugger.
Like a dictator.
It's an actual potato cut to shape like a dick.
There we go, see?
I thought that was a weird choice, but Joel knew what he was doing. Plus, McDonald's wanted to get their french fries in there.
Oh, of course they had to.
They need that fry money.
Yeah.
You know, because snakes remind you of french fries.
You got to fix their shake machine.
It is obvious that Mr. Freeze will be replaced with McFlurry, right?
Of course it is.
My flurry. I can't even.
Who can't even. Is it Arnold again?
I don't know.
I say we keep it as Arnold as the McFlurry.
Yeah, that's one character I didn't want to change. So he's now...
He's a McFlurry. He's just a walking cone.
He's still not called Doctor, though, because he went to school for it. So it's Mr. McFlurry.
McFlurry with M&Ms.
Don't try to use the spoon as a straw, even though it looks like it. Freeze on. Yeah, you don't want to do that.
No.
No, the end of that spoon actually gets attached to a machine.
Is that what that is?
Don't put that in your mouth.
The
spoon is used to stir the flurry.
Oh my god, dude, hot takes.
That's why it's so
you heard it here first, folks. Broken Media Inc. dropping them sclusies.
Now you know.
It's the click on and stir it.
Yep. Well, I didn't know that because Chris works there.
Chris works at McDonald's.
I do not own a franchise of
McDonald's. No, he doesn't.
In
Hoboken, New Jersey.
Guatemala.
Yeah,
I absolutely do not own a franchise of McDonald's operating in small third world countries.
Well, that's good then.
Something. 9-year-old.
It's weird that you got specific about it then.
I really think there's only one way to fix this movie.
Well, we didn't even get our special extra flavor yet.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But I feel strong about this. I mean, McGregor's in nursing homes, beating the hell out of people. That's just one of his problems. He's now red and yellow and ba 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 ba.
It's cats living with dogs.
Yeah. Cats are living with dogs.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, have it your way?
Yeah. So far, we're smooches, baby. No. Right on. We got to drop that extra flavor in there. Just,
I don't think we're going to get sponsored, guys.
It's not an official BMI product without that BMI sauce.
Sponsored by McDougan's.
McDougan's. Get your meat somewhere.
Have a sandwich or don't.
Come to McDougan's. Our meat is sourced.
Okay.
And then a stern look.
Oh, no.
You think I'd have this pulled fresh up at the start of every episode?
I would think you just have a tab with it constantly.
It's hard because I got to log into the flavor maker. I always got to put my password in. They always ask my mom's maiden name.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that may work.
So our flavor maker has just tossed us mummy pigeons. Is that mummy pigeons?
Mummies.
So what are you thinking now? Now we've got kind of that X factor. Do they work for or against the bat? The burger bat?
I believe.
I would say that would be an against type of individual.
Mr. Freeze comes back as a mummy with an army of pigeons. They're just raising hell.
Yeah.
Pooping on everyone.
Okay. But can the poop be McFlurries?
The poop is...
Are the pigeons mummies?
McFlurries.
Good. I like
and
that.
And they're Oreo.
It's still a problem.
Yeah. That's how you get ants.
Yeah. That is, and that's the problem, is that's how you get ants. Same thing.
That's how you get ants. Are the pigeons mummies too?
The pigeons are mainly mummies.
They're wrapped up.
They're
flying,
little tiny.
Yeah. Little
they're
tiny also, chickens.
Are also some daddy pigeons too.
Ah, some mama pigeons. Some baby pigeons. Some baby pigeons.
It looks like big wads of toilet paper just flying about shooting white
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. Just, yeah. Just kind of, you know. Just,
so you can see where it could be a problem
just
if that boy
duking.
Has to, yeah. So folks, slap that scrap up.
Scribe it.
Scribe.
Yeah, do it, son.
5 stars if you liked it. We
I'll
like
call
that.
My mummy pigeons.
Leave a review.
Yes.
A scrap on you.
Tell us which one of us you want to kick off right now.
Chris. Yeah.
Do it like Survivor Rules.
Let us know.
I need you to dial 1-800.
Bob Ross. Tuk-tuk pass.
Why?
Because it's a TTP system, dude.
That's right. I forgot.
TTP.
We have a system here.
It's a TTP
system. It has to be rigorously adhered to.
Toilet paper.
You got to listen to the episode twice. You got to toke. And then you got to pass to your friend, your mom, your relative. Doesn't matter.
Your dad.
Tell them about it because we don't pay for advertising. But also, always remember, D.
Because
we don't do drugs. A, don't have an attitude. R, I will respect
Dustin
myself.
Dustin does drugs all the time.
I will educate me now. I didn't like the words, but the beat was dope. The Dare song. You guys don't remember the Dare song?
No, I don't remember the Dare song. I know I graduated it twice and failed miserably through life.
I got a half a college credit for it. I never went.
I was out of school during the Dare phase.
Yeah, like, they didn't get you.
By that time, he was like 40 or something.
Yeah,
I'm
old as dirt.
Chris is an ancient.
I'm just an old dude.
We blow him off.
Yeah, you actually do.
I don't know about that.
I actually do.
Let's get this music cranked up.
I'm ready and proud for you to blow me off.
It's not working.
Hey, guys. We had a lot of fun here tonight, but always remember, McFlurry, do how you get ants.
McFlurry, do.